Wintermute wins SEC broker-dealer license for U.S. equities. Wintermute, one of the largest market makers in crypto, has secured broker-dealer approval from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, clearing it to trade equities and ETF blocks in American markets. CoinDesk reported the approval on August 7, 2026, describing it as the firm's formal entry into regulated Wall Street trading. The license lets Wintermute operate the same way traditional trading firms do when they handle large stock and exchange-traded fund orders. For a company built on quoting crypto pairs across exchanges and on-chain venues, the approval is a bridge into a market it previously could not touch directly in the U.S. A crypto liquidity firm crossing into regulated equities, Wintermute, made its name providing liquidity in digital assets. It quotes buy and sell prices across centralized exchanges, decentralized protocols, and over-the-counter desks, earning the spread and keeping order books tight. That business runs largely outside the SEC's registration regime because most of it happens in crypto markets or offshore. U.S. broker-dealer status changes the firm's footing. A registered broker-dealer can execute securities transactions for clients and for its own account, must join a self-regulatory body such as FINRA, and has to meet capital, reporting, and conduct rules that crypto-native firms have generally avoided. Taking on that compliance load signals Wintermute expects the revenue from equities and ETF block trading to justify the overhead. ETF blocks are the piece that ties this back to crypto most directly. Block trades are large, privately negotiated transactions handled away from the public order book to avoid moving the price. With spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs now a fixture of U.S. markets, a firm that already prices the underlying tokens is positioned to make markets in the funds that hold them. Wintermute would be quoting both sides of the same trade, the crypto asset and the wrapped ETF. The line between crypto trading and Wall Street keeps blurring. The approval fits a pattern that has been building through 2026. Crypto market maker peers and exchanges have been collecting traditional finance licenses, while banks and brokerages move the other way into tokenized products and digital assets. Wells Fargo has moved toward tokenized deposits, and asset managers keep expanding tokenized funds. A crypto trading firm earning a broker-dealer stamp is the mirror image of that trend. Regulatory tone in the U.S. has shifted enough to make these approvals possible. The same week, crypto firms were tracking the stalled Clarity Act in the Senate and a string of licensing wins across the sector. An SEC that once treated crypto firms with open hostility is now processing them through standard registration channels, which is the practical definition of the industry maturing. For Wintermute, the strategic logic is straightforward. Its edge is speed, inventory management, and pricing across fragmented venues. Those skills transfer to equities and ETFs, where high-frequency market making is already a crowded, sophisticated field. The firm is betting its crypto-built infrastructure can compete against incumbents on their own turf, with the added advantage of already understanding the digital asset ETFs that now trade alongside ordinary stocks. Practical read for crypto users. For everyday crypto holders, the direct effect is small, but the direction matters. Deeper, more professional liquidity in crypto ETFs tends to mean tighter spreads and steadier pricing, which flows back to the spot markets that price the tokens most people actually hold. When the same firm makes markets in both, the two prices stay closer together. It also reinforces that the infrastructure layer of crypto is consolidating with traditional finance, rather than staying separate from it. The plumbing that moves crypto value into everyday finance, from ETFs to stablecoin rails to the crypto cards people spend with, increasingly runs through the same licensed regulated firms that operate in stock and bond markets. Wintermute's broker-dealer approval is one more strand in that convergence. One approval does not make Wintermute a Wall Street power overnight. Building an equities book, meeting ongoing FINRA obligations, and winning institutional order flow takes time. But the barrier it just cleared, a crypto-native firm getting SEC sign-off to trade regular securities, would have been hard to imagine a few years ago.